The board of directors of Morgan Stanley, plus the company's former CEO and co-president, are the targets of a lawsuit. The case was filed yesterday by the Illinois Central Laborers Pension Fund. It alleges that gross mismanagement and massive severance packages to former top executives have cost Morgan Stanley stockholders millions of dollars, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The suit was filed by attorney William LaRocque, who's feared, even despised by many companies, for his involvement in shareholder lawsuits. LaRocque told reporters on a conference call that in this case, Morgan Stanley's recently ousted CEO, Philip Purcell, had pursued his own interests and his own agenda at the expense of the corporation.
And then when finally a shareholder revolt finally forces a passive board to try to do something, instead of using their power and control to fire the individual or to negotiate a fair and reasonable departure package, they let this individual and his aide-de-camp walk away with almost $150 million in corporate assets.
As part of that severance package, the company co-president got $32 million, even though he'd been in his job only 3 months. University of Southern California law professor Eric Talley says historically, cases such as this have not been very successful, but that may be changing.
Shareholders have started to experience a little bit more success in complaining that, you know, managers have been paid too much at a company, and that's actually created a wrong that they should be compensated for.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in New York also alleges wrongdoing by the company's lawyers, who, according to LaRocque, caused Morgan Stanley to pay a court judgment of well over $1 billion. In addition to monetary damages, the suit seeks to change who governs Morgan Stanley and how they do so. A spokesman for the company said it was still reviewing the suit and had no immediate comment. It should be noted that plaintiff's lawyer LaRocque has his own legal problems. A federal probe is examining charges that LaRocque's former law firm, and perhaps LaRocque himself, paid would-be plaintiff's kickbacks for working with them in shareholder lawsuits. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.